to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, hello and welcome to episode 108 of the Self-Help Podcast. Sit down, Sean, how are you doing?
I'm good, I'm having fun.
You found your stone.
Yeah, I was looking for my slab from German, Winston Churchill. That's very interesting, Freudian slip, that German Churchill. Which says, never, never, never give up.
Yes, which is quite pertinent to what we're about to talk about.
Yeah, we'll come back to that in a minute.
I've forgotten what it is. What are we talking about today?
God, dear, no, see, you're not on the board, are you? I think the parenthood's getting to you.
Getting to me?
You're looking like you need to have your eyes screwed back in.
What is it? It's 8 o'clock. I'm not making excuses here. It's 8:30 at night. I was up at 5:45.
Quarter to six? As late as that?
Yeah, but I was rudely awoken by a 3-year-old.
I said something I had in lunch by that time.
I was out networking at 7 o'clock. you've ditched the group because you've got too busy, aren't you?
Yeah, not enough time in the day. I get up at 5, you see, so I need to do.
No, no, you're one of them. You're not Churchill, you're my Maggie Thatcher. She owns 4 hours a night, didn't she, apparently? So the saying goes.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we're talking about step 7 of the course, about when you get stuck, what to do.
Yeah.
This week, we'll come on to that shortly. For those who are new to the show, you've picked it a bad moment to get involved, really, because we're 7 steps out of 10 into our little mini audio course of the Live in the Present book. Rewind a bit, go to the website, go back and start over. For those who are up to date, you can go to liveinthepresent.co.uk/secret for access to the book, so you can read along and join in. Yeah. No excuses, right?
Yep.
For living in the present.
This is true. You have to live in the moment.
What have you been up to, Sean? Much going on in the world?
I'm back in the attic because of the crazy hours that I work. The NHS owe me time, so time back.
So, they are good payers, the NHS. We do a bit of photography for them.
So I'm taking my time back and going up in the attic.
Cool.
And it is close to finishing.
Getting some floorboards down, some...
We're talking about walls now.
Oh.
We're finishing off now.
Okay.
So I shall have my brother-in-law Mark up there with his plastering trowel, finishing it off.
Plaster master.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. It's going to be pretty good.
So I'm excited.
It won't be long and we'll be up there, you see.
I know. Health and safety, is it safe to go up there?
Definitely.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah.
I'm just preparing for a little holiday, really. I'm getting my 2 weeks in Northumberland.
I'm worried about you, Ed. You're looking like you need a holiday.
Don't worry about me, Sean. I'm fine. I always look this time.
Are you finding this whole parenthood thing? Is it working all right?
It's hard going. It's meant to be hard, though, isn't it?
No, it's not. Life's not meant to be hard.
Well, I disagree with that. I think life is meant to be hard, and that you should take enjoyment from that hard work.
It's like you should beat yourself with a stick. That'd bring a smile to you.
No, well, Jacob's just started teething.
Right.
He's been the easiest baby in the history of the universe. He's sleeping really well, feeds well. But just the last week or so, he's just started in the middle of the night screaming for no reason. Well, not for no reason.
Because his teeth are.
He's got red, rosy little cheeks.
Yeah.
There's things.
So, do you put anything on them?
You can have a bit of Calpol, and you can put this special Bon Jelly you can put on his dummy.
Yeah.
So it goes on his, onto his gums.
Yeah.
And it does help. Yeah. I mean, I use Bon Jelly for mouth ulcers and stuff. It's magic.
Over the years, all the doctors that I've worked with tend to put give their kids Phenagan, which kind of knocks them out. I don't know whether it's allowed anymore.
I don't know, I think my gran used to give me my dad, a bit of whiskey on the dummy and all that.
Yeah.
It's not something I've ever attempted with my little ones, but...
Yes, Will, would you like a gin and tonic before you go to bed? That'd be good.
With ice, daddy, and lemon.
Wonderful.
There you go. I just want to quickly as well, we've got an iTunes review again that I would like to highlight because it's a beauty. In fact, there's two. There's one really short one from Lanks 2015, worth every minute, 5 stars.
Thank you.
And another one, 5 stars by Little Gem 87, This podcast changed my life. I've been a listener of the show for over a year, and these guys really helped me learn how to be a better me. They cover so many subjects, and I've learned so much in the past year, which has changed my life and those around me for the better. I look forward to the new podcast episodes every week. So much love for these guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you,
Jim. 87, bless you.
Maybe you need to be coming on the programme, Jim. And,
oof. Yeah. I know.
Has it changed your life? That's an
sidekick.
Thing.
We need a female sidekick. Ree's not all that interested. No, she's not.
No, she doesn't like this. When she poured the water in the computer, she didn't like it.
Yeah, she had a bit of a traumatic event. Wasn't it? Yeah. Funny, though. I still remember that. The laptop's fine now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on. Because, like I say, we're on week 7 of our audio course. And step 7 is about when you get stuck.
Which inevitably you do.
Which people do. You're allowed to, right? First of all, it's okay.
Yeah, it's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, what tends to happen is people get the enthusiasm, I'm going to change. And then they start the process of change, and then they hit the blocks and the barriers, and things start to slow down or stop, and then they can get dispirited and start to grind to a halt.
Yeah.
And then they slide back. It's a bit like the New Year's resolution idea, you know, I'm going to change, and then give yourself a month and you're back to doing what you were doing in the first place.
Yeah.
Rather than allowing yourself to change and move on. And that's because we get stuck by the limiters in our head, which in the last week we were talking about the law of allowing.
Yeah, I was going to say, recapping on that, that's where people may have come across that bit and thought, blooming heck, that's not for me, or I didn't know I was signing up for this, this nonsense.
but that idea that we were doing last week about allowing other people, very often the things that stick us are other people not allowing us. So other people, you know, I'm saying, I want to change, I want to be this, and people saying, oh, grow up, don't be stupid, your problem is you think too much, shut up, you know, that kind of thing. And if you do change for the better and you want to change for the better, very often you destabilise the people around you. They don't want you to change. They want you to it's like same old, same old.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you start to get on with your life and you start to create happiness and fulfilment for yourself, you'd be surprised how many people around you don't wish you well and go, well, that's amazing, that's incredible. People start to get angry with you.
They're used to having you a certain way and with certain attitudes.
But also, if you're changing and they're not, they can feel that deficit inside themselves and then feel a kind of an anger, which is about an anger to themselves, but they project it out onto you.
Yeah, it's something actually mentioned in the iTunes review by Little Jen.
Yep.
87. She's either 87 or she was born in 87. Probably born in 87, which is cool.
She's allowed to be 87.
Which is good, actually, because self-helpy stuff tends to be for when you're a bit older, but it's good that we're getting a younger audience in some ways.
Yeah, good.
Tell your friends, Jem, tell them all. Yeah. She did mention in that the changes in her are affecting the people around her in a good way.
Yeah.
So it's about having the confidence, isn't it, to do these things anyway.
But that's interesting in terms of the law of allowing, because the people around her are allowing her to change, but her changing is allowing them to change. It's that magical thing about if we all look after each other, the world works well.
Yeah. Yeah. So there comes a point with other people where we've talked about letting other people go. You need to kind of cut people out of your life.
Yeah.
Or allow them to drift away.
Yeah.
Or, you know, have the confidence to do what you want and people will follow along. Mm-hmm. The right people will follow along, won't they?
Yeah. And people that can't allow you to be the new you will fall by the wayside. They will disappear.
Yeah.
Don't go.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got Churchill in bold italics here, but we've already talked about him, haven't we? That famous phrase.
Yeah, so I've got him up on my wall in the office here. So
part of us fight them on the beaches. Yeah. We will fight them.
Yeah, but it's like we will never, 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 never give up.
Yeah.
And that's really important. I mean, that idea that in the face of the kind of the German war machine, this little island with a guy like Churchill stands up against that and in the end wins. It's kind of a David and Goliath story.
Yeah.
You know, we had certainly had help from mates around the world, not least of all when the Yankees came. The Yankees are coming. And when they came over and helped, and everybody from the Commonwealth and the free world came and helped.
Mm-hmm.
But that inspiration of, like, you never, never, never give up.
Yeah, it's infectious.
Yeah.
As well, isn't it?
Yep. And in the same way that Little Gem's talking about her changing and the world changing around her, it's that thing about we do infect each other. You know, and we're going to affect each other with happiness and energy and excitement, or misery and stuckedness, and I can't do that. But I suppose the other side of getting stuck is when it feels like nothing's going right. It feels like you keep trying to do something, and it doesn't happen. You know, you arrive at the station and the train's gone, all that kind of stuff, and it feels like the universe is working against you in a way.
Yep.
And that can be a hard one.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of, the whole never give up thing. Determination needed. We've got classic examples from olden days with Edison and his...
Yeah.
How many, 10,000, 11,000 iterations of
it? It was 2,200, something like that.
Right, I overestimated a bit.
Yeah, that's enough. God,
I wouldn't have got that far.
No. I probably got to 30 and given up.
Yeah. Or Rovio with their Angry Birds game, which was the 52nd game they'd made. And, you know.
Yeah.
How many... there was an example I was thinking of before we came on air. What was it? That's right. A few years ago, I had this kind of idea to make a print of... I can't remember what I was going to do, but I was going to do a lovely letterpress print, which was, you know, limited edition of like a local building or something that I thought people would want to buy and have hung in a frame in the wall. And I didn't get very far because I emailed a couple of local printers that can do letterpress printing, which is quite it's not that common anymore really because everything's digital.
Mm.
And one printer got back to me saying they could, but they had a different type of letterpress that I needed really, and the other one got in touch saying basically they didn't think it was a very good idea or that they weren't up for it and try somewhere else, and it really deflated me.
Yeah,
and that's it. I just cut it. Stopped it. Yeah.
I wonder how many people have the most amazing inspirational ideas in the shower or on the loo or something. Something comes to them, and rather than holding it and using it and generating it, they kind of let it flow through and they don't give it any energy and it just dies off.
Yeah.
You know, because I think all of us have creative flashes all the time, but it's whether we grab them and
do
something.
Yeah, and one of the things that companies like Google and Facebook are investing a lot in kind of pushing the internet to the world, you know?
Yeah.
Because, well, the internet is accessible by a lot of people now, but still there's about 3/4 or however many billion of people that aren't online.
Yep.
And how many of those, how many like Steve Jobs's or Edison's are there amongst those billions of people that could do some amazing things?
Yeah, if they had access.
They had access to everything that we know, you know, because basically we've got access to every book ever written in our pockets. It's like, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm
all for that. I always imagine the idea when I'd have this device that would be like a radio, a television, a phone, a book, or all those kind of things, and it's here now. You know, my fantasized future has come into reality.
It's quite a big deal.
It's amazing, really. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's good. If only I could get my grandma to figure out what a big deal it was. Bless her.
Yeah, I went up to an iPhone 6 because I'm on one of those business things where they upgrade your phone every 18 months or something. So I'm on an iPhone 6, and it's amazing. I really, really enjoy it.
6 Plus.
Yeah, 6 Plus is the big one, yeah.
Supersize me.
Yeah, and it is a really lovely thing to use.
Does it fit in your pocket?
But I tend to use it. I use it like a wallet, so it goes in my inside pocket of my jacket. A gentleman always wears a jacket,
nice.
Of course.
Of course he does. Yeah.
It's good. I love it, I love that sense of the people that went into designing something like that. They didn't give up. They didn't get stuck. You know, maybe they hit difficulties.
Yeah.
You know. And one of the things when you're going through this step in the book is the idea that we don't have problems. You know, there are never any problems. We have challenges. We have opportunities.
That's one of the quotes in this chapter, that I've kind of visualised. Yeah.
And to me, that's really real, because if the things that I come across in my journey as I'm going along, I don't see them as problems. I look at it and I think, okay, what is it that I need to learn to get beyond whatever this blockage is that I've got now? Then in the end, there are no problems, or there are opportunities to learn and grow and develop.
Yep.
And when you can get your head around that, that's a real life changer.
Okay. this, what if people are stuck then? Because this is in the book, you know, if you are, you're going to need energy. But people don't have energy when they're stuck because they're down. And like, yeah. I was when I that posted thing, which never took off and I haven't done since.
Yeah.
Not too late.
Yeah.
But how would you advise people?
Well, I think that the issue is that collectively we have energy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the things that's true when we're running the courses is that we get people that are looking after each other because people are in a process of change. But it's a shared change because we're talking to other people that are going through the same process. So we get a mutual support going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it may be, I mean, if you look at the network on the business network that I've come out of and you're still in.
Of course.
That collective energy that's there in the network is amazing because it's supportive. It's good. And yep. there are lots of things like that. But one of the things that I think is important is that when you're going through the process of change, most people, because we're not good at sharing, they end up reinventing the wheel. They keep doing things other people have already done. Whereas if you actually share your ideas and either use a mentor, some kind of supporter in places where you can share your ideas, whether it is kind of jobs club, ideas clubs, or you find someone who's kind of doing the kind of things that you're looking at,
yep.
and you start talking with them, very often you shortcut a lot of the things that you're going to get stuck on because other people have already looked at it and done it and faced it and dealt with it.
Sure.
Yeah. So we can learn a lot from other people's mistakes. Human beings tend not to learn from other people's mistakes. They tend to have to do it themselves to learn. Whereas in a state of awakeness, you can shortcut that whole issue and save yourself a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, like yeah. there's 3, 4, 5 billion people in the world that don't know about the internet yet. They don't have to go through the 200 years that we did to get telecommunications up and running and yeah. computer systems.
Yeah, yeah. I love it when you see a clip of a shepherd on the Masai Mara on his mobile,
yeah.
talking to somebody.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? Yeah, that's the cool thing. Like, it's happened in China as well, whereby bits that we went through have been skipped. So, like, there's no landline really.
Yeah, don't need any cables.
You don't need any of that lot because everyone has mobiles. Yeah. Yeah, we have a landline in our house, but only my mum ever phones it, and Bethan's mum and dad.
Yeah.
It's like, and if it calls at any time in the day, we'd answer it because it'll be a sales call.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like that. I don't answer.
It's almost like you have to have one because I need the internet. That's like, if yeah. I'd like to just get rid of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
But hey ho.
But maybe you have the landline, but you don't connect a phone to it. You just
yeah, could do that.
Instead, it goes to the internet.
Yeah, could do.
Have you ever got stuck? I mean, you're talking about being deflated by someone not liking your idea.
Yeah.
But you ever got to that point where you feel like I can't achieve what I want?
Yeah, a couple of times. I mean, yeah, being self-employed, not an easy ride a lot of the time, or it takes time to,
yeah,
for me, build up a client list and to,
yeah,
so to take it. I've been doing it just over 7 years now, and it probably the first 5 years were pretty hard going actually.
Yeah,
it's only the last couple of years where it's got its own momentum. Just moved into an office in Liverpool.
Yeah, wow.
A few weeks ago, which is cool. Which you need to come and have a look at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was down there the other day, but I didn't have time to.
I'm in tomorrow, if you're about.
Yeah, no, not tomorrow.
A few days a week, so that's really cool. Yeah. Good progress. But yeah, no, there's been times where I think there's been a couple of moments where I've been in tears, actually, because it's just like, I can't do this anymore. And I've been on job sites looking for jobs, like secretly.
Well, yeah.
I have actually got my CV on database with the BBC, because I think it'd be quite cool working there.
Mm.
So, but that, apart from that. But right now, no, it's rocking. It's beautiful. Mm. Yeah, and it's been part of times when it's been right. Really struggling, but I haven't had a choice but to carry on because I've had bills to pay. So it's like I've always had the that mortgage hanging over me, you know.
Yeah.
Nursery fees and all that lark.
Mm.
So yeah, that's. But sometimes, what about people who haven't got anything to push them on? Like with the poster thing I was talking about. You need energy, don't you? And where does that energy come from?
But energy usually comes from a collective. It comes from other people. I mean, there are things that you can do, like the mindfulness stuff, sure. Doing things like yoga, doing things like pranayama, breathing exercises, doing things like exercise, running. You know, they give you energy.
Yeah.
They do.
Just and, do something.
Yeah. And it's keeping the thing going. And it's the never, never, never give up. It's the persistent, consistent keeping going. I used to get stuck. Until over the years, as I did different bits of training and developed all this stuff that we now use. I mean, this stuff isn't stuff that's like a clever idea. For me, it's active, everyday stuff that I do and have done. And it's like one of the things that I realise is that life is consequential. There's a consequence to everything that I do.
Yeah.
If I'm getting what I'm doing right, the consequences are good. If I get it wrong, the consequences don't go so well and I have to kind of adapt and change. That's okay, because I'm learning, because I don't have problems, I've got challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one of the things that's important is that to do nothing and to become stuck and inert has its own consequence, because to do nothing is as much an action as doing something is.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which sounds like a bit kind of mad and convoluted, but everything that you do has a consequence. Everything that you think has a consequence.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thoughts and the feelings are the precursors of the actions. And if you get out of bed in the morning thinking, oh, God, I can't really be bothered today, that's what happens. You end up not being bothered and you don't do.
Mm.
Whereas if you kind of give yourself a slap, jump in the shower, get on with it, get a bit of positive affirmation going, because I think that idea about what is it that I'm reciting in my head all the time? Am
yep.
I reciting, I can, I will, I'm good, I'm great, I love it, this is amazing, I'm really enjoying this? Or am I reciting, oh, God, this is awful, it's terrible, I'm sure I won't succeed at this, I'm going to miss the bus, I can't, you know, so it becomes a negative rumination. We need some positivity.
People might be in this phase, this stuck phase, without even knowing it as well, and I'm thinking. So and one way to figure out if you are or not is maybe take a look at what you've done for yourself in the last week or two. Maybe just physically write it down when you've had some time to yourself to do what you want to do. And like as a parent for the young children, like it's not like I don't get much time for myself, but I don't mind because, you know, it's all about the kids at the moment.
Yeah.
But at some point, I'm going to need it, aren't I?
Yeah. But I say to people all the time, what have you done for yourself in the last week? And the amount of people that scratch their head and look vacant, okay, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, month, you know, what are you doing? And the amount of people who have got locked into this mad work, drudgery, stuff you got to do kind of problems rather than attending to themselves and their own needs.
For years?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, years and years. But go back to Gandhi. Gandhi saying that he can only do what he does. He can only do his difficult job if he looks after himself. So he takes an hour out a day to look after himself. But if he's really, really, really busy, then he takes out 2 hours because he needs to look after himself even more.
Mm.
And we don't do that. We do exactly the reverse. The busier we get, the less we look after ourselves.
Yeah.
And then we become less efficient. And then we have to work harder. We become less efficient. And then it sort of spirals down.
Mm.
Yeah,
sure. Okay.
So what have you done for you in the last week, Edward?
Oh, loads. we had that wedding a couple of weeks ago. We've had two weddings, one was with kids and one without. And the one without kids, we missed them loads, like it was two nights away.
Right, well.
From both of them. Which is quite a big deal, really. But it was good, you know, because...
Do you feel like it was what you needed?
Yeah, it was. It was time with our pals just to muck around and just be idiots. But, you know.
That's the magic of extended families, where there are people around who can support each other.
Yeah.
So that those things are possible. It's when, nuclear families are single parents, like, well, difficult. Mm,
yeah, we're really lucky with grandparents' setups and all that stuff. And, lucky as well with our friends, because, like, they're a right bunch of chumps, my pals, but they're just amazing. And we actually, because I was a master of ceremonies at this wedding, the second one, which was a good laugh. I took the mic off the best man, who I know really well, and he was like, I was saying, oh, good job, well done, mate, and all that. And he was just saying how, like, lucky he felt to be in such a great group of mates. And I was just
really
cool.
That's really lovely.
It's good. I'm like, you're an idiot, but I love you. What about you? You get some time to yourself, Sean?
You
also set time in your diary, don't you?
My life's busy. It's getting less busy than it was. But, I mean, I do take time out to meditate. I take time out to do a bit of reading, to do things that are meaningful for me.
Yeah.
And have that kind of food. One of the things that I really like doing, and when I was a kid, I used to read books a lot, kind of safety in the dark, you know, torch under the covers kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I love stories. I love the magic that someone else's imagination can be presented on a piece of paper, because it's all the pictures that I get from it inside.
Yeah.
So I'm a great story listener. So, because I have to do quite a lot of driving, because if I have to go down to Birmingham, then it's like a 5-hour round trip.
Yeah.
I use like audio books and stuff like that, and some of them might be a bit kind of serious stuff, but a lot of them are stories, and I just love stories. I just love all that, and that for me is real food to be able to do that. It's great. I love it.
Cool. I think we should wrap it up for this episode.
I think we can allow that.
I think we can allow. Have you got a resource of the week?
Well, my resource of the week is, if you're feeling like you're stuck, or if you're trying to get involved in change, or you want ideas, use the people around you. Get feedback, get a mentor, get support, share your ideas and your plans with other people. Don't be embarrassed about it, but share them with people who are going to be sensitive to what it is that you're trying to do. It's no good going to someone who you know doesn't want you to change and saying, hey, what do you think about this? Because they're going to think it's rubbish.
Yep.
Yeah, but if you go to people that are already in the process of changing, have already changed, people that are already waking up, yeah, they're going to give you loads of ideas, and they're going to put you in that position where you don't have to reinvent things. If they've already done things, you don't have to do it yourself. You can grab their stuff as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good, very good, Sean. Very good. All right, cool. Mine is a podcast, which I might have mentioned before, and I know I mention this guy all the time.
Oh, Tim, yeah.
Tim Ferriss podcast, which is just going from strength to strength. I think it's maybe 80 episodes in or something now. He doesn't come out, and there's no specific day when they come out. He's not as anal as us, but he just pops them out here and there, but he's done loads of them already. Just interviews with amazing people already.
Yeah.
So if you are feeling stuck, this is like rocket fuel to me anyway.
Yep.
Some of these guys are just inspirational, and guys and girls, whole range of topics. It's not all business and technology and stuff. It's just, there's writers and philosophers and scientists and all sorts. So it's just, this is part of the technology thing about how you can surround yourself with the like world leading figures, you know, these TED Talks and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Start getting into all that.
Yeah. And if you think of all the guys from The Secret, you know, the Jack Canfields and all those guys, Joe Vitale, they're all great guys to listen to.
Mm.
Yeah, they're good sort of raconteurs. They tell a good story.
Yeah.
And people like Harv Eker, I love Harv Eker.
Yeah.
People like Bob Proctor, you know.
Some of these guys, like Tim Ferriss, probably, I bet, he's probably a tough one to get hold of, but there'll be people you can email and get a little response from for a little kick. Like, they could email me or you. Or,
We
do reply eventually to emails.
Yeah, we do. we get there. We get there.
Send a message to a hero and see if they get back to you. And if they don't worry. Send us another one. Just, keep moving,
eh? Yeah. But if you don't ask, you never know.
Exactly.
And it's breaking out of your bubble. If you want to change, you've got to get out of the being stuck in your bubble. Get out into other bubbles.
Cool. Okay. Next step, we're getting closer to the end now of the journey, but step 8 is about money, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which some people hate it, some people love it, but
yeah. My thing is, you have to realize that money is just a different, I can say currency, it's just a different form of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just money allows you to do things.
You can do some good stuff with it.
Yeah. It's good. We'll get there.
All right. Livingthepresent.co.uk for all the show notes and links, and to access all 107 previous episodes of this show. And lots of other stuff. Pop your name and email address in the box and we'll send you a load of freebies too. And in the meantime, have yourselves a good week.
Yep.
Sean, you take care.
And you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
See ya.